even more frightening. In fact, far more frightening than lab monkeys getting loose and infecting the population. Far more frightening than that Hollywood horror script that's actually happening in real life. Is this little tidbit. Nancy Pelosi announces run for re-election in 2022. There you have it. Sorry, didn't mean to scare the crap out of you, but there it is. Nancy Pelosi, who's going to turn 146 in March, but she's a young 146. So you've got that going for you. Yeah, they just can't quit. It's about the power. It's about the power. All right, back to where we were, because I want to continue on with some of these voices you don't always get to hear. Dr. Peter McCullough has been on this program a number of times, also speaking to Senator Ron Johnson and others on Capitol Hill. Peter McCullough went to the big lie that's happening right now, and that is the vaccines are not doing what we were told they would. It's not stopping the spread. In some places, 80% of the population in the hospital census, like in the UK, shows that 80% of the people being hospitalized are quote-unquote fully vaccinated, whatever that means anymore. So the vaccines are not doing what they were promised to do. Treatments are being cut off that could save lives. We've seen the government go straight after Florida with monoclonal antibodies and stopping the distribution, making it illegal. It's unfathomable what they've done to Florida. And big tech, of course, silencing anybody that speaks out. Silencing to keep all of us in the dark, it seems. Every single day. Well, here's Dr. Peter McCullough. Listen.
How many of you in this room, recognizing there are doctors, there are PhDs, there are attorneys, media experts, other scientists, public citizens, how many of you personally have witnessed censorship, intimidation, or professional reprisal and damage as a result of your advocacy for patients? I want this to be recorded. That is 80% of this room have experienced something negative in their life in trying to promote and help compassionately something positive for patients suffering with a potentially fatal illness.
Unbelievable, isn't it? All right, so another doctor there. This all happened a couple of days ago, by the way. Another doctor there shared an incredible story of COVID survival. You see, we have different treatments available. Whether it's monoclonal antibodies, except in Florida, where they've been taken away from the people where it works and everything else. But here's another story of survival, because we have ways to treat COVID that for the largest part of the last 2 years have been, for the most part, ignored. Why? You figure it out. Here it is.
I'd like to start really quick with a story. So a high-risk individual approaches me, 50 years old, obese, type 1 diabetic, calls me, I have COVID. This was about a year ago. What do I do? Help. Help. I'm going to the ER. My oxygen's 86. I have excruciating pain in my lungs. So I said, you're going to the pharmacy. Don't go to the ER. I called in some early treatment medications of the drugs which shall not be named. And said individual calls me a couple hours later and says, you know that excruciating 9 out of 10 lung pain? It's now 2 out of 10, 6 hours later. While I know the mechanisms of the medication I prescribed, a few hours later, in the next morning, he calls me, he says, you know that oxygen saturation of 86, it's now 98%. I said, isn't that fantastic? Early treatment works. That individual is my brother. I am my brother's keeper.
And stories like that should be more common than they are. But instead of embracing the treatments, what do we hear Anthony Fauci say every day? Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. It might take 3 jabs, 4 jabs, 5 jabs. No, stop it. America is done with the pandemic, Tony. The gravy train has come to a stop on the tracks. All right, so, and speaking, by the way, I've just mentioned this a couple of times, but I want to bring this to your attention. I want to jump to Bite 12. I want to jump to Bite 12 because Governor Ron DeSantis says none of the behavior is based on science. It's reckless and dangerous. And then he listed the multiple failures of the entire Biden administration, which you have a few to choose from. Listen to this.
You have so many problems with this administration. You look at inflation spiraling out of control. And yet they're doing things to fuel it. You look at the southern border, which has been a total disaster and continues to be to this day. You look what's happening in the gathering storm abroad, whether it's Russia, China, America's adversaries. You have huge, huge problems going on. You have ineffective COVID restrictions and mandates that are being championed in other states that are inhibiting our supply chain and contributing to economic problems. So you have all these issues that could be addressed. And so what do they choose to do with their time? They choose to pull the rug out of elderly patients, most of whom, almost all of them, have been vaccinated, and say you don't have access to this treatment.
Yeah, we're going to pull the treatment that you have to what? Teach people in Florida a lesson? How dare you think you can be treated and cured? I mean, honestly, is that what we're doing now? Punishing American citizens, apparently. Because they say that the monoclonal antibodies don't treat Omicron very well, but if it works 50% of the time and 25% of the time, or at least part of the time, it's better than nothing, right? These treatments work. It's what Donald Trump had, monoclonal antibodies, when he got sick October 2020. So, you know, there it is. We've got a lot more to come today. I'm just feeling it today. How you doing? Don't forget, you can always drop me a note, stevegruber.com. Go there, find the link. You can drop me a note, stevegruber.com, the place to look. All right, so you can check that out. Meanwhile, support American farmers. I tell you daily, support the American farmer by going to patriotfoods.com. Support homegrown. Be a homer. Be a townie. Be a team player. Is it more expensive? Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. But what's going to be more expensive? That, or when China cuts off our food supply, or Mexico or South America says, yeah, we're not shipping anything more to the United States, or it sits and rots in container ships off Long Beach in Los Angeles. Avoid all of that. Go to patriotfoods.com. Take a look around. See what you like. I'll have more to say after this on the Steve Gruber Show.